Good morning, this is Claire and Gracie with your 8 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, cat owners are being encouraged to microchip, de-sex and secure their beloved pets after Brisbane City Council has acknowledged the consistent rise in stray cats roaming southeast Queensland. An ABC Radio Brisbane investigation has found more than 8,200 cats were captured and impounded by city councils from Moreton Bay to the Gold Coast in the past 12 months. A spokesperson for Brisbane City Council states cats have remained as the highest reported pest sighting in Brisbane for 3 years. Residents are urged to contact their local council for cat traps if noticing stray cats near their property. The trap simply doesn't harm them, instead allows them to be caught, treated and scanned for a possible microchip, furthermore minimising the number of stray cats in southeast Queensland.
And Queensland firefighters are voicing concern over a lack of equipment ahead of a potentially dangerous season. Queensland Fire and Emergency Services announced that 60 vehicles per year for 15 years would need replacement to sustain a healthy rural fleet. However, no primary response fire trucks have been provided for over a year. Heavy winter rain is likely to boost grass fuel loads in remote areas, which have in previous years already reached levels unseen in decades. Rural Fire Brigades Association Queensland General Manager Justin Chavot said that fire brigades are missing appropriate equipment and are preparing for the possibility of large running grass fires.
In national news, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has revealed that one of Australia's biggest defence deals will be finalised during his time in Germany ahead of NATO talks. Over 100 Brisbane-made Boxer heavy weapon carrier vehicles will be exported to Germany under the $1 billion deal beginning in 2025. Production will occur in Redbank, which Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said will secure around 1,000 jobs for Queenslanders. The deal will be formally signed tomorrow.
Royal Melbourne Institute of Technology research found that Australia's levels of food waste is partially due to unsuitable packaging sizes, unclear date labels and poor purchasing habits. The equivalent of one in five purchase bags of food is wasted in Australia, costing the economy around $36.6 billion each year and wasting resources used to grow and transport the food. OzHarvest CEO and founder Ronnie Khan said that convenience has devalued produce to consumers and that wasting a single burger wastes the same water as running a shower for 30 minutes. Sustainability Victoria said that Australians can grocery shop responsibly by buying locally grown in-season produce, avoiding overconsumption and composting leftovers.
International news today. Over the past year, thousands of marijuana businesses have flooded the streets of Thailand since the country decriminalised cannabis to boost tourism, agriculture and wellness industries. In June of last year, Thai authorities dropped cannabis from the official list of controlled substances, resulting in 4,000 prisoners being released for cannabis-related crimes. Promised legislation has failed to pass through Parliament, leaving the country now without an umbrella law to regulate the plant's use. Because of this, it has left not only the users of the drug, but the country as a whole, confused on where the government stands with the use of the substance.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is so cold that I was mugged by a guy with a water pistol. It's currently 11 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is so low that there's no rating, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. And that's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zz.org.au to read more.
Make a cake and give the gift. Make the candles lit.